You mentioned small cell before, and I wanted to ask you because I know there was a data set presented on so-called Rova-T, the antibody drug conjugate. Can you talk about what that is and what we know about that right now?
This is a really important new class of drugs. The fact that you can take an antibody, stick onto that antibody a payload of chemotherapy, and hone it in to the cancer is hugely important, okay? This is the same model as T-DM1, a drug we're familiar with, and this is gonna be a whole new class of drugs coming along that we need to be aware of, okay? So Rova-T is, you know, the first one of these to make any impact in lung cancer. It is a payload that homes in to small cell lung cancers, and not all patients stain positive, but it is real that some patients have a response. I think the question I'm struggling with for my small cell lung cancer patients is which patients are going to benefit and which patients not. It does have toxicities. What we found is that some patients on this drug can develop pleural effusions, sometimes refractory pleural effusions, but at the same time, it's obvious that it's causing responses. And so in small cell lung cancer, what we're seeing is more tools coming along. Data with nivolumab, data with ipi-nivolumab, certainly data with single-agent chemotherapy. You know, I see dramatic chemotherapy responses. Data with PARP inhibitors. There was a neat publication in JCO of topotecan with a PARP inhibitor. So there are new targeted therapies coming for small cell. How do we piece these together to turn these patients into responders? I'm not quite sure yet. I think Rova-T will be part of that story, but I can't quite figure out yet which of my patients are the ones who should get that.
PARP inhibitors in people without BRCA mutations?
Right. This is as a way of sensitizing to chemotherapy, looking for synergy. Recent publication by Piatanza et al. With Temodar with PARP inhibitor therapy. And actually an additional combination of phase 2 trial being led by Anna Faro at MGH, looking at that approach as well, has some real toxicities. But you know, here's an oral targeted therapy approach. I don't know, targeted therapy, chemo-targeted therapy approach that can work for small cell. That'd be pretty cool, worth keeping an eye out for.